Well, well, well. Lucky what we have here. Fresh meat right off the boat. And look at that one. Isn't he a cutie? I think that'll make him mine. Hey, you! Yeah, you. New guy. Come here. Aren't you a sight to see? Much more pleasant to look at than the rat faces that are here in this shithole. Well, hot stuff, you got a name to go with that handsome face of yours? Nice name. But I would rather call you Cookie. Why Cookie? Because I like cookies. Duh. Plus, you look sweet like a cookie. Anyway, Cookie, my name is Owie. Welcome to this prison complex. Think of it like a hotel, but a hotel that's also a shithole. Quite literally. Is it really that bad here? Honey, look around. Do you notice anything peculiar yet? Oh, so you're handsome and you have brains. Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner. Yes, we're both men and women here. Which obviously makes for an occasional violent confrontation. Women do get attacked quite often. It's an unfortunate fact. But more than half the time, a man ends up getting very injured or worse. I mean, the women didn't exactly get locked up here because we played nice. I don't know if you got the news before you were locked up, but in order to save some money, the state decided to move the women inmates and the men inmates in with each other. What a dumbass idea. As if the men aren't horny enough in jail by themselves. And not only does it save money to keep both genders under one roof, we're actually making more money having both genders in here. You know, basic slave labor, or what they call prison labor. But like most other prisons, many gangs are formed here. We do this for protection, of course, but it isn't how you think. There are some criminals here who are against sexual assaults and other vulgar acts. Some don't even deserve to be here at all. Actually, that goes for quite a few here. So many people locked up for crimes they didn't even commit, or are doing federal. For breaking a federal law that wasn't even passed by Congress. Our government can just make a whole bunch of unfair laws without it passing through Congress at all. And since there aren't enough criminals, actual criminals, in the prison industrial complex, at least to our government's liking, these unfair laws, laws that people didn't even know were laws in the first place, can help turn pretty innocent people into criminals. Yeah, it's pretty unfair, but hey, that's how our government works. Just like the police can literally come into your house and rob you of all that you have, under the notion that you've brought these belongings illegally. And then you have to go through a whole unfair and expensive legal process that you probably won't even be able to go fully through to get all of your shit back. That's what happened to one of my friends. She was locked up and found out that all of her belongings were confiscated by the state. And did I mention just how much money each inmate makes for government each year? And this is just in jails alone. Each inmate in the jails makes almost $500,000 a year. Not to mention just how much we make as prisoners to this prison industry. All the prison complex has to do is make sure that it looks like they're taking care of their inmates, that they're creating a livable and at least somewhat of a humane environment for the prisoners. And then the government pays them a whole bunch just to keep us in prison. I mean, literally, we're being paid more to live here than we pay living in actual nice apartments and or houses, depending on where you live. And did I forget to mention that certain corporations make a lot of money from prison labor? While the normal, everyday American civilian pays so much money in taxes that the government pours into these industrial complexes, these big industries only have to pay so little to get needed resources and commodities from the hard work of prison inmates. Certain corporations like McDonald's and Wendy's, for one. McDonald's uses inmates to produce frozen foods. Inmates process beef for patties, and then they can also process bread, milk, and other chicken products. Same thing with Wendy's. And then Walmart, for manufacturing purposes, the company hires, end quote, inmates to clean products of UPC barcodes so that the products can be resold. And then there are phone companies like Sprint and Verizon. Some inmates are actually used in call centers. Inmates provide telecommunication services, etc. And then you have Victoria's Secret, Fidelity Investments, JCPenney, and certain airlines too. While only paying us 12 cents an hour to actually do all of this work. Just think about it, what the fuck can you buy with 12 cents an hour outside of prison? But, here's the genius and the sick genius behind the system. They make a perfect environment that you only need that much money to buy certain needed commodities within the prison walls, like soaps, toothbrushes, toothpaste, or maybe certain foods. You'll never want for anything outside of that because you know that all of that extra stuff is outside of your reach. Prison is pretty much just a big survival camp, fighting for scraps and nothing else. So that's pretty much how they can just pay you 12 cents an hour for literal slave labor. As long as you get your toothbrush, your soap, and your oatmeal cream pie, maybe a few extras, the rest doesn't even matter. And of course, private prisons work a little bit differently, but they make only like 10% of the entire industry overall, so it's whatever. But back to federal prisons. Since I told you that the government can make any sort of law that they want to without Congress, they can also create unfair laws on the spot just to get to people that they don't like. Let's say, for example, that you're doing something that challenges the government in any way. Maybe creating your own underground business. Or if you're the revolutionary type, and you've banded so many people of like mind to a certain cause that the government sees as a threat, the government can just simply get rid of you, put you in federal prison, make it seem like you've broken a federal crime, when you truly haven't broken any actual written law whatsoever. The government just saw you as a threat. So instead of killing you, they just put you into these prisons under the guise that you've broken some federal law or something. And then sometimes they even kill you in prison, say that it was suicide. Or they just skip prison altogether and just kill you, and call it like a heart attack or something. You know the CIA has certain guns, or poison dart weapons. They can shoot within their target without even a trace. And the poison that goes into your bloodstream literally gives you a heart attack or cardiac arrest. And it's not even detected during autopsy. They use this against certain of their enemies that again they see as a threat. But all of that's on a federal level, and we're just talking about a regular prison level right now, which we both are in. So, how's your first day in prison so far? Pretty nice, isn't it? Just in case you didn't know, I was being sarcastic just now. But anyway, this country has the most inmates per capita, other than China, of course, but China rarely gives out any real numbers since they control all of the information that goes out. Technically, America does too, but China's a lot more discreet with their information. Anyway, you as a taxpayer have to pay your government a bunch of money per month out of your paycheck, which could be used for other and more important things in your life, to fund a whole bunch of inhumane things that the government then funds all of these industrial complexes. And then these massive corporations can come and pay even less to have the inmates make a bunch of stuff for them. And then the prison systems to pay us only so little to do it. By the way, excuse me if you hear some music in the background. One of our inmates loves to play that sort of music every weekend. I don't know why though. Who knows? So, although the prison labor for corporations occur quite a bit more in private prisons, the public prisons do the same thing. And truthfully, almost at the same rate. In both forms of prisons, use prison labor as a way to expand and create even more prisons from the corporate support, especially private prisons, and the government just let them do all of this, because of course the government's in on all of this as well. And then you have federal prisons, which produces most of the military helmets, war supplies, and other equipment, They supply 98% of the entire market for equipment assembly services, 93% of paints and paint brushes, 92% of stove assembly, 46% of body armor, 36% of home appliances, 30% of headphones, microphones, and speakers, and 21% of office furniture, airplane parts, medical supplies, and a lot more. Bars. Quite literally, since we're actually behind one, right? I do a lot of research on this kind of shit. Well, anyway. Sweet stuff. Tell me, what's you locked up for? Oh, really? So someone broke into your house and you shot them dead, protecting you and your family, and you still got arrested for it? All due to gun laws, huh? Well, that's a whole nother problem. This whole war on guns thing is kind of retarded, if you ask me. I mean, it's not the actual gun doing the crimes or these mass shootings that you see on TV, but the people using them. Sure, I support the whole background check and whatever to get your gun, but you should make it near illegal to have one, or use it when need be. And this is just personally coming from me. But in my personal opinion, all of these mass shootings that happen, I think a lot of them are actually staged by our government. And the people committing these atrocious acts are actually just agents, who can easily just be regular people tasked by the government. You create a whole bunch of these different events, and widespread heartbreak because of the situation. And then the government and certain politicians come around, speaking of red flag laws and gun restrictions, to prevent these types of things from ever happening again. But please tell me, what actual criminal out there would even care about red flag laws, when they don't even follow the law to begin with? So those out here to kill, or rob, or worse, or just get guns illegally regardless, and commit their crime before the police even have a chance to do anything. Because trust me, many of the criminals here know how to bypass law enforcement. Well, most of the time. A lot in here are just in here because they got unlucky once. So truthfully, many of these red flag laws are just putting the law-abiding citizen at risk. The government creates a problem that they create a solution with, but then that solution takes away a lot of power from the normal people to defend themselves from others, or, well, that self-same government should it turn into a tyrannic force. Wasn't that what the Second Amendment was supposed to be about? Oh well. But then again, I do agree with the sentiment that not every single person should have a gun. Some don't even need a gun in the first place. But there needs to be some form of critical thinking sometimes, right? I mean, think about it. You just had a school shooting that happened a couple of weeks ago, and the police, and a squadron of 19, right out in front of a school during the incident, took over an hour and a half to actually go into the school and kill the shooter, because they claimed they needed more backup. I mean, 19-1 is actually pretty good odds. I can only imagine how the parents felt during that whole thing, and the 19 innocent children died for nothing. How pathetic. Which is funny because you had 19 police officers on the scene and 19 kids who died during that whole thing. Call me a conspiracy theorist if you want, but I do believe in gematria to some extent. Nonetheless, that in and of itself does raise alarm. Like, why would you even take that long and let those kids get butchered for nothing? Unless it was actually a setup. A setup that you can plaster on the media, and make a whole bunch of people more comfortable with the idea of having their ability to defend themselves taken away from them. You slowly ease the idea into their heads with one tragedy after another, slowly easing their minds into a form of self-sabotage. Just like with all of these brand new diseases, many of them government-made, of course, that are released from certain labs and spread throughout the world. You know, people used to not be so comfortable with the idea of injections as a treatment for any disease, but the more diseases that came out, the more the government came out with these certain cures for those diseases in the form of injections, many of which were just, well, experimental in nature. And then time and time again, virus after virus, new injection after new injection, people simply rely on injections as a main cure. Until you have the most recent virus, of course, which is the most ridiculous one I've ever seen. And now they have this brand new disease out called, what, the monkeypox, I think? I wonder what they'll do with that this time. If I, like, go missing at some certain point, you'll probably know why. You can never tell if there's a camera or a microphone anywhere around you that's tracking everything that you're saying. Though I wouldn't suggest relaying this information around to just anyone. Some people around here are actually agents for the officers who work here, and will easily, well, snitch on you. But I can sense that you're a cool fella and you don't even want to be here yourself. So, why not hold a conversation with you? Oh, you were interested in my comment of some don't even deserve to be here at all? The comment I made a few minutes ago. Oh, well, like I mentioned, some just made enemies with the wrong people. People with a lot of power. And as I mentioned, some of these forces use their checkbooks to persuade others to erase their enemies without killing them. Or, again, to create ghost laws that don't even really exist as a reason to lock you up. So, in short, rich assholes pay these monsters to send innocent people to hell with the guilty. Some of us have formed something more along the lines of a vigilante group instead of just outright gangs. A group of girls and I have formed a group called the Sirens of Alcatraz to defend not just the women, but the men who get abused by the spineless cowards here. But anyway, a husband protecting his wife and kids from some dumbass intruder. Cookie, you just became my idol. But I'm guessing the state's unfair gun laws is the reason you're here now. Murder? Really? Oh wow, that pisses me off. So they pretty much threw self-defense out the window. There's no telling how many people have ended up here or other prisons because, well, of the same unfair deals. Or government pricks making them vanish with false charges. Some people that go missing without a trace, no evidence of a struggle or anything. Yep. They're either locked up or dead. Depends on how badly you piss a person off. Anyway. Oh, what kind of food do we eat here? Well, if you ever looked at prison meals, this is pretty much what they serve here. Just a bunch of garbage on a plate. And some sweets here and there for the inmates to occasionally fight over. As for our cells, they're not for keeping us in, but keeping others out. Since moving both genders in together, they had to upgrade the security a little bit. They do keep certain cameras around here to make sure that the female or male inmates that are in the same cell don't do anything weird. Some of the cells here can hold a lot of people in them. My whole group is in one cell, for example. And there's room for one more. I want you in my group, Cookie. You can be my prison bitch. It would certainly be better than having a giant horny prick named Bubba having you as his bitch. My bitches and I can take care of you, and none of them would dare fuck with you. Because I'm your leader, the Alpha Siren. And I can mark you as my own. How? With a prison tattoo, of course. I can print my name right into that pretty skin you have. Don't want a tattoo? Well, trust me, Cookie, it's for your own benefit. Any scumbag that tries to lay a finger on you will be in great danger for me and my sirens. Don't you want to be owned by me? What, am I not pretty enough for you? So, you think I'm very attractive, but you want to be your own person? Honey, you're in a prison. You stopped being your own person the moment you arrived here. Besides, would you ever be owned by a cell filled with horny women? Or do you want to be in a shack with Bubba over there? Well, yes, I did mention we have cameras here, but if we did want to have fun, we know how to bypass the cameras. Plus, the cameras assumably don't have microphones. According to one of the sirens who have checked a deactivated camera to see if it had any microphone components in them, which they don't, but I guess you can never really trust prisons, but we got away with a whole bunch of shit lately, so I guess that's a signal. I thought you'd see it my way, cutie. Well, welcome to the family. And as a first-time member bonus, you get a free tattoo. Follow me to my cell, Cookie. Guards, I'm ready for you to take me back to my cell. I've chosen me a cute new cellmate to spend some time with. Finally, we took these stupid-ass handcuffs off. Anyway, hot stuff. Welcome to my cell. Home sweet home, or cell sweet cell. Whatever. Just have a seat on that cot over there while I grab my pen. Well, yes, it's a pen, but I'm MacGyvered into a tattoo one. So, where do you want it? You'll probably want to make it as visible as possible. There? Okay, cutie. This will sting a little, but I'll be gentle as possible and take your mind off of any pain you're having by talking to you. See? It's not so bad, is it? Oh, what am I in for? Oh yeah, I totally forgot to tell you. Well, technically I was in a gang, but our gang didn't just go off killing random people. We sort of had this thing called gang politics. There'll be different gangs for different vicinities. And some of these gangs were enemies of others. And since I was one of the ruthless leaders of my specific gang, an all-female gang, where I was known as the Blood Queen, well, one of my enemies from another gang came and killed a couple of my own gang members. So, me and my gang came together and, well, on the enemy gang that killed a couple of our own. We eventually got caught for it due to a snitch. And we all got locked up together, where we regrouped and made our own prison gang. And here we are. We've been here for a few years now, so we pretty much know this whole place inside and out. And we're highly respected around here, so don't worry about anything bad happening to you. Yeah, it's a quite short story, but anyway, your tattoo is coming along nicely. You'll be like one of those guys who have their girlfriend's name on them, but then my name here holds more weight. Where's the rest of my bitches? They're in the showers. They all go together for protection. I decided to stay behind because 1, I wanted to see the newbies coming in, and 2, I don't need any protection. Why don't I need protection? Because everyone knows that if anyone tries to do anything, then my girls would destroy them. That, and I'm really well-versed in self-defense. Men might be strong, but they're flesh and blood, same as anyone else. As a matter of fact, one might argue that you have more of a weakness because of the external genitalia. I was trained to exploit every weak point in the male and female body, and I have already exploited those to the point that unless there is a huge gang involved, no one dares to attack me. There is another reason though. Most of the people here are not sex offenders, so we don't have much of an issue with sexual assaults as you might think. Like in most prisons, a little known fact is that most sex in prisons are consensual. And that's in a same-sex prison. So, you can only imagine how it is here with both genders. It can be a giant orgy at times. Oh, look, you're getting all flustered. And to think you'll get to shower with not only me, but the rest of my girls as well. And you'll be sleeping with us. And I am nice enough to share you with the other girls, for a price, of course. Oh, well, of course, there is money in bits and other presents as well. Like I mentioned, money has a lot more worth here. Like a dollar would be like 100 somewhere else. We can also do trades depending on your poison. For some it's drugs, for others it's sex, for others it's food and so on. Oh yeah, we have weapons as well. And not just shivs made from a toothbrush, but actual knives and other melee weapons. Guns are extremely rare, and because of the expense of bullets, and not to mention that they can only be used a few times, we like to stick to more melee weapons. Ah, your tattoo is done. Now to keep this paper over it for the next 24 hours. And now that I have officially claimed you, I think we should celebrate with a little makeout session. Come here, Cookie. Mama needs some sugar. Oh God, I've missed this. I haven't had a guy worth kissing in so long. The last guy ended up going insane, unfortunately. We call him Manic Mike now. He's in the cell next door, but don't worry. He keeps to himself, so he won't harm you. Poor guy couldn't stand it here. So much that he retreated into his mind. So much that he literally got lost in it. But enough of that. Care to join me for dinner? Great. What would you like? Canned tuna or canned chicken? Good choice. Here you go, Cookie. Enjoy your meal. And maybe later, we can go to Ivory Shower, and where we could maybe tease each other a little bit, or go to my super secret, top secret location, where we can actually go at it. Oh, so you need some time to wrap your head around all of this? Well, take as long as you want to. But just don't take too long. Trust me, you're gonna love it here. Even though this is a prison, we can make it worth your while, honey. Cool. Come with me, then.